Welcome to this IDC podcast sponsored by Shure. If you're at all interested in the future of workspace and want to know more about office audio solutions, you've come to the right place. You can also find out more by following some of the links shared in the episode description. This is an IDC series created in partnership with Shure to discuss the impact of meeting audio quality on organizations. In this episode, we're going to be exploring back to the office policies and the broader dynamics of office working. My name is Nathan Budd. I'm a consulting director with IDC, and I have over 20 years experience getting under the skin of tech markets. And I'm very pleased to be joined by Mick Hayes, VP of Future Workspace and Imaging at IDC. Hi, Mick.
Hi, Nathan. Thanks for the intro.
So, Mick, let's get into it. You're an expert on the workspace. Perhaps we could start by, you know, give us an overview of where organizations are when it comes to their back to the office plans.
Well, it's becoming really common now for employees to start requesting workers to go back to the office. But what we're seeing is very few are requesting going back to 9 to 5 full time, 5 days a week. So the world is moving to flexible working, but it's a matter of degree. And interestingly, if you take it on a global scale, it's majority of the time in the office is about 61% of organizations. There is a regional difference. We've got some territories like China and Japan more heavily weighted to back to the office. And then if you're looking at organizations where people on average spend half the time or less in the office, that's about 36%. But generally, hybrid work is just work now for white collar workers.
And what do you think's really driving that? What's driving that kind of obsession with getting people back in the office?
It's the employers. They're concerned about lack of productivity. We've got 40% of employers concerned that home working doesn't really optimize productivity. So that's one thing. They're concerned about how workers collaborate together, and the staff themselves even think that for certain things it's better for everybody to be in. So if we think about those mixed mode meetings, you know, we've got people in the office, people dialing in, 94% of staff think they're only kind of poor to fare in terms of motivating and getting people to contribute.
Wow, almost everybody then.
Yeah, and then if you ask them the same thing about, okay, how do you feel about face-to-face meetings in terms of motivation, 81% say it's good or excellent. So definitely there is a perception here that people need to get together to collaborate and to maintain the culture. And, you know, that's what's getting employers to gravitate towards getting people in the office more.
I mean, that really does make sense. But I mean, as a home-based worker and have been since about 2008, I really struggle with this idea that I have to be in the office a fixed number of days. You know, how do you think employees are reacting to this?
That is a very good point. You know, what we've seen is employees got used to working at home. There's a financial aspect. Not commuting to the office is equivalent to an 8% pay rise on average for most workers. So the employees have a different view in general. 60% of them prefer remote working. And we've got this thing now that we call in the Great Divide. We're starting to hear more about this, or great mismatch. Employers want employees back more than the employees want to go back. And it's becoming an issue.
Yes. I mean, is it worth upsetting your workforce in order to foster greater collaboration and productivity? I mean, I assume some organizations are going to say, yeah, it is. You know, are we saying that on-site work is really sort of key to seamless operations, or is it that companies are sort of getting this wrong somehow?
I think it's an oversimplification. I think there's a way to keep everybody happy. Getting people together, yes, of course, they can collaborate and communicate very easily, very effectively. But it's not the only means to do that. And you need to take a step back and really assess what's affecting it here. What is the problem with those meetings? And it's understanding that and addressing the challenge that is really paramount here. What we're seeing is flexible working means a lot more hybrid mixed mode meetings. And that's where a lot of these productivity issues are coming from. That's one area we can address with technology, which might mean maybe we don't have to all get together in person as much.
Yeah.
So when we drill down specifically in this research and look at audio quality, we get some interesting effects. You know, 50% of organizations say poor audio quality leads to reduced decision-making ability because of you've got a couple of things, the poor interaction on the call, lack of attendee attention. And then 90% said if you can get higher quality audio, that really encourages meeting equity. If you can really hear everybody on the call, then they are more likely to understand, more likely to contribute. So audio quality, very, very important in that aspect.
I mean, I really understand that. I mean, there are really some fantastic points and statistics there, but kind of like, how is that really impacting the whole back to office trend?
Well, we've got this assumption, as we said, that the only answer for productivity is to get people back to the office. But the question really is, where's that productivity coming from? Productivity for a lot of things is coming from teamwork, collaboration, working together. And we can address some of the problems with that by making sure everybody can contribute as effectively wherever they are. And one way to do that, if they're not all in the same place, is to make sure that they've got the communication equipment, the audio quality, to enable them to work together most effectively and kind of bridge that gap without bringing them in, which, as we discussed, may lead to lower employee satisfaction.
Yeah, I see. That makes sense now.
Yeah, and research also shows that investment in audio quality in terms of technology can have a significant impact in the way the staff perceive the company. You know, this is something we asked when we researched the subject for this call. 90% of staff says it affects the way they feel about their company. If their company invests in them by giving them high quality communication equipment, it makes them feel good about the company. We already know from previous research that it's about 60% of employees are not satisfied with the communication technology that the employer provides. So fairly key point there.
So 90% of staff say this is going to impact the way they feel about their company. You know, almost everybody is making that point.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not just that. It has a direct impact on corporate identity, company culture. And, you know, those are the issues that are commonly identified as problems with hybrid work. You know, I'm feeling isolated at home. That is, even pre-pandemic, we knew that was an issue for home workers. And this is just one way that you can close the gap. And, you know, it's marginal gains. You know, it's not going to change the performance of the company overnight. But think about how long you spend in meetings, how long you spend in conference calls. And if you can improve every single one, you know, that's a gift that keeps on giving.
I mean, it's doing what you can, you know, that's within your grasp of sort of changing and improving. I mean, in your research, have you found any other sort of, you know, significant insights or stats that kind of support this view?
The specific study we did found that if you improve audio quality for those hybrid meetings, you gain in productivity, you gain in staff motivation, and you gain in corporate culture and identity. And, you know, the other side of the coin is if you ignore that, you're losing agility and losing productivity. And very importantly, you're creating frustration among employees. 44% of employees said they were frequently frustrated by audio quality issues.
Yeah, so it's marginal gains, but it's across the entire workforce because everybody needs meetings. But it's marginal losses as well. In a sense, you know, it's going down the other way if you're, you know, causing lack of productivity or lack of effectiveness of meetings.
Yeah, exactly. There's always going to be hybrid meetings. You know, as we said, the future of work is flexible. The future of work is mixed mode. And, you know, if you can optimize those meetings, it's going to really help support the workforce that's remote. But it actually, interestingly, it's not that. We also did deep dive into some organizations and how they use audio. And interestingly, particularly larger companies, they've got people who are actually in the same building who are remoting into a meeting where some people are in a meeting room. You know, and that might be because they're on a different floor, but quite often it's because they're in back-to-back meetings. They don't have time to move between rooms. So,
of course, yeah, you kind of forget about that. You
know? Yeah, exactly.
This is absolutely fascinating, Nick. I think we could probably talk for hours about this. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. We are running seeing this across a number of podcasts. We're also going to be talking about audio and the impact it has on staff wellness, as well as understanding how audio can impact organizational performance. I also want to remind you that this is part of a wider research program sponsored by Shure. So if you look within the description or the links associated with this podcast, you will see that we have many more learning assets and some really fantastic things that allow you to get under the skin of what's going on. It just leaves me to say a very big thank you to you, Mick. Thank you.
Thank you. Pleasure.
And very big thank you to Shure, our sponsor for today. And thank you to you for listening. Goodbye.